is to get here for Joe's Need to Know News on Thursday, July 5th. She felt dizzy. She could barely swallow. She even was hallucinating. A Tennessee woman was rushed to the hospital after experiencing the bizarre symptoms. Angela Wright says she woke up with pain in her right arm and noticed there were some bumps on her chest and her arm. At first, she didn't think much of it. She went to the doctor and was prescribed some medication. Then a few days later, she went to the emergency room. The diagnosis? Bites from a brown recluse spider. She told the management at her apartment complex, hey, I got bit. This is what happened. So they sprayed her unit, you know, a little exterminator, but the spiders came back, and it can only be described kind of in a nightmare scenario because there were dozens more of them. According to them, we were finding brown recluses left and right in our bedroom, in the ceiling, in the iron, in my shoe, she said. Wright wants to move out of her apartment, but management said, yeah, you can do that, but you got to give us a 60-day notice. You got to make sure you write that out, and then you have to pay about $2,000 to break the lease. God knows I've tried to get out of an apartment lease before. I didn't have spiders like this. It just was a crap hole dump place. But could you imagine? This woman almost died, and they're not even going to let her out of that place. And they've got, oh, that many spiders. I don't usually kill spiders. I don't mind them because I understand they serve a greater purpose, and that's to get rid of all the mosquitoes and the bugs and catch them in their web. But I might set my apartment on fire in this case if I had that many things there. And did you hear about this? It's been a while since we've heard a story like this. And there's some relief, but also we don't know what we're going to do. This happened, that soccer team, the Thai soccer team, all those kids, they were found alive in a cave. They went missing, but it could be a long time until they're recovered. The initial relief that greeted the dramatic discovery of the trapped Thai soccer team has given way to questions on whether the boys are still inside the flooded cave network, if they're going to be able to make it to the surface and see their families. Now, part of the concern about attempting to bring the boys out of that cramped, pitch-black chamber where they spent almost, 10 days, is that, well, they're around 1.2 miles inside of the cave and nearly a kilometer below the surface. That's according to the rescuers. They say the boys who were found alive by British divers in the early hours of Monday morning are now being tended to by 7 Thai Navy SEALs. That includes a doctor and a nurse. They have a Thai Navy SEAL chef, And he told reporters at a news conference late Tuesday that they are giving food to the boys, starting with food that is easy to digest and provides high energy. He said, we have taken care of those boys following the doctor's recommendations, so don't worry about that. We'll take care of them doing our absolute best, and we will bring them all home safely. They're just now trying to plan out how do they do that. The children were given access to the phone, too, and able to talk to their families. But there's a lot of concern, though. They don't want to rush these kids getting out of there because they're weak. And I mean, even if you were a strong person, that's hard to get out of there. Like, what are they going to do, snorkel out of there? Because they're under all that water. There was a huge, I believe, tsunami that kind of, in a sense, caused like a flash flood and kept it there. So they could be there for quite a while. And that channel's flooded, and they're trying to pump water from the cave, or you know, find a natural opening in the roof of the chamber. But it's been unsuccessful so far. So our thoughts and prayers with all those people that are helping out, and it looks like those boys are gonna make it. It's just they might be trapped for a little while. Could you imagine that? Pitch black for that long, just. That's absolutely incredible, but thank God that they were all found safe and sound right there. That is Joe's Need to Know News.